Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. How are the friends going to get to the concert?
We need to plan how we're getting to the concert on Friday. I think it's too far to walk.
I agree, and riding our bikes may not be the best idea, as it will be dark by the time the concert has finished.
I could ask my dad to give us a lift, but he usually plays golf on Friday evening.
Well, we'll just have to take the bus then.
Sounds like it. We need to plan how we're getting to the concert on Friday. I think it's too far to walk.
I agree, and riding our bikes may not be the best idea, as it will be dark by the time the concert has finished.
I could ask my dad to give us a lift, but he usually plays golf on Friday evening.
Well, we'll just have to take the bus then.
Sounds like it.
Question 2. Which activity did the man enjoy the most during the trip?
Hi, mate. Just calling to catch up. I just got back from a weekend trip and it was amazing. I went hiking in the mountains and explored some great caves. On the second day, I went fishing and nothing beat that experience. I then finished off the trip just chilling out on the edge of a forest. It was so much fun. You've got to come with me next time. Hi, mate. Just calling to catch up. I just got back from a weekend trip and it was amazing. I went hiking in the mountains and explored some great caves. On the second day, I went fishing and nothing beat that experience. I then finished off the trip just chilling out on the edge of a forest. It was so much fun. You've got to come with me next time.
Question 3. What does the man decide to order at the restaurant?
Everything on the menu looks really amazing, especially the pizza.
I know what you mean, but I had some last night. I'm thinking of going for one of the large salads.
No way! You should try the grilled fish instead. It's the best I've ever had.
Sure, if that's what you recommend. I bet you're going to have your usual pasta dish, though, aren't you?
Yep. How did you know that? Everything on the menu looks really amazing, especially the pizza.
I know what you mean, but I had some last night. I'm thinking of going for one of the large salads.
No way! You should try the grilled fish instead. It's the best I've ever had.
Sure, if that's what you recommend. I bet you're going to have your usual pasta dish, though, aren't you?
Yep. How did you know that?
Question 4. What does the woman offer to help her friend with?
Hi, Miriam. Congratulations on moving into your new flat. I hope you managed to move all your furniture in and that the sofa fits into the living room. I know you said you wanted to paint the walls a different colour, but I actually love the green walls in the photo you sent. Anyway, I'm sure you're busy cleaning your new place, but if you need a hand unpacking your stuff, give me a call. I'm available. Hi, Miriam. Congratulations on moving into your new flat. I hope you managed to move all your furniture in and that the sofa fits into the living room. I know you said you wanted to paint the walls a different colour, but I actually love the green walls in the photo you sent. Anyway, I'm sure you're busy cleaning your new place, but if you need a hand unpacking your stuff, give me a call. I'm available.
Question 5. What do the couple agree to buy for their garden?
I really fancy doing something new in the garden this year. Shall we plant some new trees at the back?
They're going to create shade when they grow, so I'd rather not.
And there's nowhere to sit out there or have dinner on a sunny evening.
Well, we could just move the bench from the front garden. But you're right, we could do with a table.
Let's go shopping for one this weekend. I'm going to get the barbecue from the garage now. It needs cleaning.
Good idea.
I really fancy doing something new in the garden this year. Shall we plant some new trees at the back?
They're going to create shade when they grow, so I'd rather not.
And there's nowhere to sit out there or have dinner on a sunny evening.
Well, we could just move the bench from the front garden. But you're right, we could do with a table.
Let's go shopping for one this weekend. I'm going to get the barbecue from the garage now. It needs cleaning.
Good idea.
Question 6. Where is the boy planning to go on Sunday?
What are you up to this weekend?
My parents suggested we go and visit my grandparents on Saturday, but I'm playing a football game with my friends all afternoon, so we're going to do it on Sunday morning instead. It'll be nice as I haven't seen them since my cousin's birthday party last month. Granddad bought me tickets to see my favorite band, so I can't wait to show him all the pictures I took.
What are you up to this weekend?
My parents suggested we go and visit my grandparents on Saturday, but I'm playing a football game with my friends all afternoon, so we're going to do it on Sunday morning instead. It'll be nice as I haven't seen them since my cousin's birthday party last month. Granddad bought me tickets to see my favorite band, so I can't wait to show him all the pictures I took.
Question 7. Which part of the school project would both students rather avoid?
The deadline for the school project about our city is on Friday. I've borrowed a few books from the library as the teacher said we shouldn't just use online sources for the research.
Great, thanks. My dad offered to lend us his camera so we can take some good pictures of the city landmarks.
That sounds good. But it will be awkward to approach people and ask them to talk about their memories of the city from the past.
I know. I really wish that wasn't part of what we have to do.
The deadline for the school project about our city is on Friday. I've borrowed a few books from the library as the teacher said we shouldn't just use online sources for the research.
Great, thanks. My dad offered to lend us his camera so we can take some good pictures of the city landmarks.
That sounds good. But it will be awkward to approach people and ask them to talk about their memories of the city from the past.
I know. I really wish that wasn't part of what we have to do.
Question 8. Why is the boy's mother annoyed with him?
Hakeem, it's Mum here. I just got back home from work and I'm really not impressed. I know we agreed you could sometimes take my car to give your friends a lift into town, but the way you've parked it is not acceptable. It's blocking most of the pavement. It's careless, and someone trying to walk past it with a pram or a bike could have damaged it. I suggest you give it a good clean tonight as a way of saying sorry. Hakeem, it's Mum here. I just got back home from work and I'm really not impressed. I know we agreed you could sometimes take my car to give your friends a lift into town, but the way you've parked it is not acceptable. It's blocking most of the pavement. It's careless, and someone trying to walk past it with a pram or a bike could have damaged it. I suggest you give it a good clean tonight as a way of saying sorry.
That is the end of exercise one. Now turn to exercise two. Exercise two. You will hear five short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a student speaking to a student accommodation officer. Now look at questions 9 and 10.
Student Accommodation Office, how can I help?
Hi, I'm calling to see when my latest bill is going to arrive, as I don't want to fall behind with my payments.
Sure, let me have a look. Can I have your student ID number?
Yes, it's 456280.
Thank you, I've located your account. It seems there's a few days' delay in processing bills. My apologies.
No problem. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Do contact us again if you have any questions when the bill arrives. You can just come to our office. It's often easier to explain face-to-face than via email.
I'd rather do that than hold the line for ages. So, thanks for the advice.
Student Accommodation Office, how can I help?
Hi. I'm calling to see when my latest bill is going to arrive, as I don't want to fall behind with my payments.
Sure, let me have a look. Can I have your student ID number?
Yes, it's 456280.
Thank you. I've located your account. It seems there's a few days' delay in processing bills. My apologies.
No problem. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Do contact us again if you have any questions when the bill arrives. You can just come to our office. It's often easier to explain face-to-face than via email.
I'd rather do that than hold the line for ages. So, thanks for the advice.
You will hear a woman talking about her recent visit to an art gallery. Now look at questions 11 and 12.
The art gallery I visited yesterday was excellent, with loads of guides who were keen to assist. The area dedicated to visitors making their own pieces of art was good fun. Some of the displays allowed you to get actively involved, with lots of buttons to press to make things happen, and that's what really attracted the crowds, me included. If you're thinking of visiting, you want to avoid coming at opening time at 10 a.m, as that's when school groups arrive and queues are massive. I went at around 4 p.m, and as it turns out, I couldn't have picked a better time. I spent 2.5 hours at the gallery, so don't be tempted to just come during your lunch break. The art gallery I visited yesterday was excellent, with loads of guides who were keen to assist. The area dedicated to visitors making their own pieces of art was good fun. Some of the displays allowed you to get actively involved, with lots of buttons to press to make things happen, and that's what really attracted the crowds, me included. If you're thinking of visiting, you want to avoid coming at opening time at 10 a.m, as that's when school groups arrive and queues are massive. I went at around 4 p.m, and as it turns out, I couldn't have picked a better time. I spent 2.5 hours at the gallery, so don't be tempted to just come during your lunch break.
You will hear two friends talking about hiring bikes during a weekend trip. Now look at questions 13 and 14.
I'm excited about our weekend trip to Glasgow. I was thinking we should hire some bicycles when we're there. I've had a look and the prices are not too bad.
I'm not sure how I feel about riding a bike in such a busy city with lots of traffic. But if you'd really like to, why don't you check if we can arrange it?
I already have, and we can hire the bikes online. I just think it'd give us the opportunity to see more attractions when we're there, rather than relying on walking or public transport.
And it's a good form of exercise, I guess.
Well, I think we both do enough cycling at home to not be concerned about that. I'm excited about our weekend trip to Glasgow. I was thinking we should hire some bicycles when we're there. I've had a look and the prices are not too bad.
I'm not sure how I feel about riding a bike in such a busy city with lots of traffic. But if you'd really like to, why don't you check if we can arrange it?
I already have, and we can hire the bikes online. I just think it'd give us the opportunity to see more attractions when we're there, rather than relying on walking or public transport.
And it's a good form of exercise, I guess.
Well, I think we both do enough cycling at home to not be concerned about that.
You will hear a restaurant manager talking to a group of new employees. Now look at questions 15 and 16.
Welcome, everyone, to the Great Italian Restaurant. I really appreciate all of you turning up extra early for your shift today, and that none of you have forgotten to wear your uniform. Please bear in mind, we understand that any new job can be difficult, but all problems can be solved as long as you report them to the right person in good time. Before making sure the tables in your part of the restaurant are ready, can you please check that the devices you'll use to take customer orders are fully charged and ready to use? I've also created a break schedule, so at some point, please take a look at the list here to see when yours starts. Welcome, everyone, to the Great Italian Restaurant. I really appreciate all of you turning up extra early for your shift today, and that none of you have forgotten to wear your uniform. Please bear in mind, we understand that any new job can be difficult, but all problems can be solved as long as you report them to the right person in good time. Before making sure the tables in your part of the restaurant are ready, can you please check that the devices you'll use to take customer orders are fully charged and ready to use? I've also created a break schedule, so at some point, please take a look at the list here to see when yours starts.
You will hear a student discussing a problem with his course tutor. Now look at questions 17 and 18.
Miss, do you have a minute?
Sure, Thomas. What is it?
You know, I couldn't finish my last assignment because I was moving house. My housemates were too noisy.
Yes, I'm aware.
Well, I haven't been able to read the books you recommended for the next assignment because I've taken up running. Can I hand it in late?
No, Thomas. I can't believe you're asking me that. Listen to me. You really need to reconsider what your priorities are, your studies or hobbies. At this level, it's not enough just to pay attention during class.
But you've allowed other students to hand theirs in late.
There's no point comparing this to your fellow students, Thomas. Their circumstances are completely different.
Miss, do you have a minute?
Sure, Thomas. What is it?
You know, I couldn't finish my last assignment because I was moving house. My housemates were too noisy.
Yes, I'm aware.
Well, I haven't been able to read the books you recommended for the next assignment because I've taken up running. Can I hand it in late?
No, Thomas. I can't believe you're asking me that. Listen to me. You really need to reconsider what your priorities are, your studies or hobbies. At this level, it's not enough just to pay attention during class.
But you've allowed other students to hand theirs in late.
There's no point comparing this to your fellow students, Thomas. Their circumstances are completely different.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a zoologist called Carl Smith giving a talk about giraffes. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now look at questions 19 to 26.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carl Smith, and today I'm going to talk to you about giraffes, fascinating animals that inhabit many parts of Africa. Giraffes can live anywhere between 20 and 25 years in the natural environment, and as many as 30 years under human care. As you may already know, giraffes are herbivores, which means that their diet includes leaves, flowers, and fruits. Their preferred food is the leaves of acacia trees, which are high in nutrients, and their great height allows them to easily reach the leaves on the branches. It's not widely known that giraffes only need to drink water every few days, as they can get most of it from their diet. What I really like about giraffes is that they are social animals. They live in groups, which are known as towers. Each group is made up of females and their young, while males tend to live on their own and join groups only during certain parts of the year. It's very uncommon to see groups of older males together. When I began researching giraffes and their behaviour as a young student, I didn't realise that these amazing animals can produce such a wide range of sounds. So it was great to learn that they make very specific sounds to express fear, to communicate with their young, and even to express that they are annoyed with another giraffe. Giraffes are generally peaceful animals and like to avoid conflict whenever possible. When threatened, they would rather run away, but if they are left with no other choice, they will use their powerful legs to kick predators. It's very rare for giraffes to bite, though this behaviour has been observed. Now let's talk about giraffes' sleeping habits. As babies, they lie down with their legs folded beneath their bodies and rest their heads on their backs. Adults, however, usually sleep standing up. In places such as Africa, giraffes are never far from danger, so this position allows them to start moving again, and a fit giraffe can run very fast indeed. A lot of research has been carried out into giraffes' necks, of course, due to their strength and flexibility. What I have always been interested in is their feet, which prevent giraffes from sinking into sand despite their great weight. Their tongues also attract a lot of attention due to their unusual colour. There's lots more that I could tell you about how giraffes live, but as we're approaching the end of the talk, I'd like to recommend that you visit a display of photos taken by one of my colleagues. It's been open for just over a week now, and people who've seen it left some positive feedback on the website. So it's not just my personal opinion.
Now you will hear the talk again.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carl Smith, and today I'm going to talk to you about giraffes, fascinating animals that inhabit many parts of Africa. Giraffes can live anywhere between 20 and 25 years in the natural environment, and as many as 30 years under human care. As you may already know, giraffes are herbivores, which means that their diet includes leaves, flowers, and fruits. Their preferred food is the leaves of acacia trees, which are high in nutrients, and their great height allows them to easily reach the leaves on the branches. It's not widely known that giraffes only need to drink water every few days, as they can get most of it from their diet. What I really like about giraffes is that they are social animals. They live in groups, which are known as towers. Each group is made up of females and their young, while males tend to live on their own and join groups only during certain parts of the year. It's very uncommon to see groups of older males together. When I began researching giraffes and their behaviour as a young student, I didn't realise that these amazing animals can produce such a wide range of sounds. So it was great to learn that they make very specific sounds to express fear, to communicate with their young, and even to express that they are annoyed with another giraffe. Giraffes are generally peaceful animals and like to avoid conflict whenever possible. When threatened, they would rather run away, but if they are left with no other choice, they will use their powerful legs to kick predators. It's very rare for giraffes to bite, though this behaviour has been observed. Now let's talk about giraffes' sleeping habits. As babies, they lie down with their legs folded beneath their bodies and rest their heads on their backs. Adults, however, usually sleep standing up. In places such as Africa, giraffes are never far from danger, so this position allows them to start moving again, and a fit giraffe can run very fast indeed. A lot of research has been carried out into giraffes' necks, of course, due to their strength and flexibility. What I have always been interested in is their feet, which prevent giraffes from sinking into sand despite their great weight. Their tongues also attract a lot of attention due to their unusual colour. There's lots more that I could tell you about how giraffes live, but as we're approaching the end of the talk, I'd like to recommend that you visit a display of photos taken by one of my colleagues. It's been open for just over a week now, and people who've seen it left some positive feedback on the website. So it's not just my personal opinion.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear 6 people talking about driving. For questions 27 to 32, choose from the list A to H which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter A to H on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to H. Speaker 1.
Mum and Dad were unsure about me driving at 17, but I think they were mostly concerned about my safety. They're happy to get a lift from me nowadays, though. I'm a decent driver. But as for driving in the city, there are simply too many cars, pedestrians, and distractions. I feel like I have to be especially aware, or I'll cause an accident. I feel much more confident on country roads where it's peaceful and I can enjoy the scenery.
Speaker 2.
I know that driving is an important skill, but the idea of being in control of such a big machine makes me anxious. I've seen too many accidents on the road, and I don't want to be another statistic. But I know I must face up to it and learn how to drive eventually. I've been saving for quite a while because driving lessons aren't cheap, and I'm not prepared to let my parents teach me. It'd be too frustrating.
Speaker 3.
I can't wait to start driving. I'll be able to go wherever and whenever I want without having to ask my parents for a ride or a cab fare, which can cost quite a lot. Plus, I'll finally be able to offer lifts to friends. A friend recently got her driving license, even though she was really stressed during the test. It was her third attempt, so she was serious about passing that time, as she had run out of money to pay for more lessons.
Speaker 4.
I've failed my driving test twice already, and I feel really annoyed with myself. I know I'm a good driver, but for some reason during the test I keep making stupid mistakes. I'm not keen on taking it again, but I know I have to keep trying until I pass, despite the costs involved. My friends make fun of me for it, but my parents keep reminding me that everyone learns at their own pace.
Speaker 5.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but my parents firmly refuse to let me drive until I'm 18, which is silly. All my friends are already driving, and I feel left out. I've saved enough money to be able to afford some lessons. Also, I'd never do anything to risk the safety of myself or others on the road. I feel that they're just being stubborn because they'd rather I stay at home and study all the time.
Speaker 6.
I got my license a few months ago, and I'm still getting used to driving alone. But it's nice not having my mom or dad in the passenger seat telling me what to do. The only problem is that I have to save most of my money to afford petrol and insurance. It's not something I had considered before, but I guess you can't just enjoy all the benefits without having any issues.
Now you will hear the 6 speakers again. Speaker 1.
Mum and Dad were unsure about me driving at 17, but I think they were mostly concerned about my safety. They're happy to get a lift from me nowadays, though. I'm a decent driver. But as for driving in the city, there are simply too many cars, pedestrians, and distractions. I feel like I have to be especially aware, or I'll cause an accident. I feel much more confident on country roads where it's peaceful and I can enjoy the scenery.
Speaker 2.
I know that driving is an important skill, but the idea of being in control of such a big machine makes me anxious. I've seen too many accidents on the road, and I don't want to be another statistic. But I know I must face up to it and learn how to drive eventually. I've been saving for quite a while because driving lessons aren't cheap, and I'm not prepared to let my parents teach me. It'd be too frustrating.
Speaker 3.
I can't wait to start driving. I'll be able to go wherever and whenever I want without having to ask my parents for a ride or a cab fare, which can cost quite a lot. Plus, I'll finally be able to offer lifts to friends. A friend recently got her driving license, even though she was really stressed during the test. It was her third attempt, so she was serious about passing that time, as she had run out of money to pay for more lessons.
Speaker 4.
I failed my driving test twice already, and I feel really annoyed with myself. I know I'm a good driver, but for some reason, during the test, I keep making stupid mistakes. I'm not keen on taking it again, but I know I have to keep trying until I pass, despite the costs involved. My friends make fun of me for it, but my parents keep reminding me that everyone learns at their own pace.
Speaker 5.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but my parents firmly refuse to let me drive until I'm 18, which is silly. All my friends are already driving, and I feel left out. I've saved enough money to be able to afford some lessons. Also, I'd never do anything to risk the safety of myself or others on the road. I feel that they're just being stubborn because they'd rather I stay at home and study all the time.
Speaker 6.
I got my license a few months ago, and I'm still getting used to driving alone. But it's nice not having my mom or dad in the passenger seat telling me what to do. The only problem is that I have to save most of my money to afford petrol and insurance. It's not something I had considered before, but I guess you can't just enjoy all the benefits without having any issues.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with Eve Robson, a professional dressmaker. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 33 to 40.
Good afternoon. Today I'm talking to Eve Robson, a professional dressmaker. Eve, can you first tell us a bit about your background in dressmaking?
Good afternoon. I've been a dressmaker for over 15 years. I took up sewing when I was a teenager and had to research every step myself, as none of my relatives had any skills in this area. But I loved it, and eventually did fashion design at university, which was an amazing experience.
That's impressive. What would you say is the most important ability when it comes to dressmaking?
Well, it depends on your area of work. If you work for a large organisation, it's probably being able to closely follow the design patterns so your work is identical to others. I work with individual clients, so I'd say it's my ability to gain their trust and for them to like me is what really counts. And a certain level of creativity is always a bonus, I guess.
So how do you make sure your work meets your clients' needs?
Previous experience has taught me that clients often really struggle to explain what they have in mind in terms of designs they like. So instead, I suggest that they find several pictures of outfits that appeal to them and bring them to our first appointment. I then help them identify the design that suits their body type, which is the key to their overall satisfaction.
The dressmaking industry is competitive. How do you make sure your skills are current?
I'm quite busy, so while there are plenty of conferences organised in the UK and internationally, I often don't have the time or the energy to attend. Having spent many years working as a dressmaker, I think the value of attending workshops is a bit limited, and they can be pricey. But I share my workspace with some very talented colleagues who've been a huge source of inspiration to me.
Tell us the process of making a dress from start to finish.
Sure. After meeting with the client, I draw the final design. Creating the pattern and cutting the material to size are the jobs I do whenever I have time. I then have the elements sewn together by my team before adding any decorative elements or finishing touches. I also meet the client to ensure the dress fits perfectly by making any necessary adjustments.
Tell me about the most demanding client you've ever had.
Oh dear. I think it was an opera singer. She was quite stubborn and totally convinced she understood dressmaking better than I did. And she just couldn't settle on anything. She liked something one day and hated it another. It took us several meetings to finalise the design before I could start the work.
So, what advice would you give to someone who wants to pursue a career in dressmaking?
Well, one idea would be to watch online videos, as they often show the latest fashion trends. Though personally, I can't overestimate the importance of trying a wide variety of dressmaking jobs. Having your designs shown during fashion events would be desirable, but isn't strictly necessary in the early stages.
That's great advice. So before we finish, tell our listeners about your next professional challenge.
Actually, I'm meeting my consultant later this week to discuss how we can strengthen the brand's presence to reach a wider audience. Because I've recently expanded the team that works for me, I need to ensure there's enough work coming in to keep them all in their jobs, as the contract we've had with a theatre company located in my city is about to come to an end.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Now you will hear the interview again.
Good afternoon. Today I'm talking to Eve Robson, a professional dressmaker. Eve, can you first tell us a bit about your background in dressmaking?
Good afternoon. I've been a dressmaker for over 15 years. I took up sewing when I was a teenager and had to research every step myself, as none of my relatives had any skills in this area. But I loved it, and eventually did fashion design at university, which was an amazing experience.
That's impressive. What would you say is the most important ability when it comes to dressmaking?
Well, it depends on your area of work. If you work for a large organisation, it's probably being able to closely follow the design patterns so your work is identical to others. I work with individual clients, so I'd say it's my ability to gain their trust and for them to like me is what really counts. And a certain level of creativity is always a bonus, I guess.
So, how do you make sure your work meets your clients' needs?
Previous experience has taught me that clients often really struggle to explain what they have in mind in terms of designs they like. So instead, I suggest that they find several pictures of outfits that appeal to them and bring them to our first appointment. I then help them identify the design that suits their body type, which is the key to their overall satisfaction.
The dressmaking industry is competitive. How do you make sure your skills are current?
I'm quite busy, so while there are plenty of conferences organised in the UK and internationally, I often don't have the time or the energy to attend. Having spent many years working as a dressmaker, I think the value of attending workshops is a bit limited, and they can be pricey. But I share my workspace with some very talented colleagues who've been a huge source of inspiration to me.
Tell us the process of making a dress from start to finish.
Sure. After meeting with the client, I draw the final design. Creating the pattern and cutting the material to size are the jobs I do whenever I have time. I then have the elements sewn together by my team before adding any decorative elements or finishing touches. I also meet the client to ensure the dress fits perfectly by making any necessary adjustments.
Tell me about the most demanding client you've ever had.
Oh dear. I think it was an opera singer. She was quite stubborn and totally convinced she understood dressmaking better than I did. And she just couldn't settle on anything. She liked something one day and hated it another. It took us several meetings to finalise the design before I could start the work.
So, what advice would you give to someone who wants to pursue a career in dressmaking?
Well, one idea would be to watch online videos, as they often show the latest fashion trends. Though personally, I can't overestimate the importance of trying a wide variety of dressmaking jobs. Having your designs shown during fashion events would be desirable, but isn't strictly necessary in the early stages.
That's great advice. So before we finish, tell our listeners about your next professional challenge.
Actually, I'm meeting my consultant later this week to discuss how we can strengthen the brand's presence to reach a wider audience. Because I've recently expanded the team that works for me, I need to ensure there's enough work coming in to keep them all in their jobs, as the contract we've had with a theatre company located in my city is about to come to an end.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the examination.